Hello, Stargazers. This is Drew, and welcome to a special edition of Star Trails. Today, we're diving into a celestial phenomenon that's both beautiful and powerful, geomagnetic storms. Recently, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center has been closely watching the sun, especially after a flurry of activity that began this week on May 8th. Let's unravel the science behind these storms and their effects on our planet. Solar flares and coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, have been erupting from the sun, and several of these are headed straight for Earth. These massive bursts of solar wind can rattle our planet's magnetic shield, leading to what we know as geomagnetic storms. On the evening of May 10th, forecasters expect a severe storm, ranked as a G4 on the geomagnetic storm scale. This could mean some disruptions here on Earth, but also a chance to witness the stunning northern lights farther south than usual, perhaps even as far south as Alabama and northern California. Auroras are caused by interactions between Earth's atmosphere and particles from the sun. When the sun emits streams of charged particles, known as the solar wind, these particles can travel towards Earth and collide with our magnetic field. This field directs the particles toward the polar regions. As these charged particles enter Earth's atmosphere, they collide with gas molecules such as oxygen and nitrogen. These collisions excite the molecules, causing them to light up and create the vivid colors typically seen in the aurora borealis in the northern hemisphere and aurora australis in the southern hemisphere. The resulting displays are a stunning natural light show in the sky. But what exactly causes these geomagnetic storms? Occasionally, the sun ejects a huge cloud of plasma from its corona, the outer atmosphere. When these CMEs hit Earth's magnetic field, they can cause dramatic changes in our magnetic environment. And while they're a natural part of our solar system's dynamics, these storms can disrupt satellite operations, navigation systems, and even power grids. Geomagnetic storms have been recorded throughout human history. In 1859, the Carrington event, the most intense geomagnetic storm on record, even caused telegraph systems to fail across Europe and North America. In 1989, a geomagnetic storm knocked out power across the entire province of Quebec, leaving millions without electricity for 9 hours. And as recently as 2003, the so-called Halloween storms, a series of solar flares, affected satellite operations and airline communications. As we prepare for this upcoming storm, NOAA and NASA are monitoring our space assets closely. Alerts have been sent to operators of critical systems, helping them safeguard our technological infrastructure. It's a powerful reminder of just how interconnected our world is with the cosmic dance of the solar system. So if you're in one of the areas that might catch the auroras, take a moment to look up and enjoy the show. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of Star Trails. Until next time, keep your eyes on the stars and your curiosity high. Clear skies